Khan al-Asil off Highway 5, 8 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, Syria's commercial hub besieged by war. There has been fierce fighting for control of the strategic town. Islamist rebel fighters navigate the ground through holes they've picked in garden walls. They don't know where the government sniping positions are and which paths are safe to walk down. Khan al-Asil was once a pleasure retreat for Aleppo's business elite, but after weeks of fighting, much of the town is in ruins. Hardline Islamist fighters have occupied palaces, which they said were previously in the hands of Alawite pro-government militias, the Shabiha. They say the graffiti of government forces and their playing cards still litter their rooms.
These belong to the regime. These are their cards. God is the greatest.
Rebels watch for movement in the government lines, occasionally firing their sniper rifles at nothing in particular. State media said this week that government forces eliminated terrorists in nearby farms. Rebel commander Colonel Abu Bakr says control of Khan al-Asil is a stepping stone towards Aleppo's military academy. He predicts victory.
When Khan al-Asil falls, the next step will be the military academy, which is the biggest base in the city of Aleppo. It's where the regime helicopters refuel, and it's also their operations center. It's considered the last main base in the city of Aleppo for the regime.
On the roads west of Aleppo, international jihadists from Russia, Asia, and sub-Saharan Africa are visible. Witnesses say that at a nearby theme park, Magic World, Islamists had cut the heads off the statues, which some conservative Muslims consider idolatrous. Commander Abu Bakr was asked about their presence.
I don't want to talk about that.
Later, the colonel said that jihadists were coming to Syria because Western governments hadn't provided enough military aid. As battles for Aleppo loom, the US is considering the possibility of sending weapons to non-jihadist rebel groups. Patrick Wells, VOA News, Khan al-Asil, Northern Syria.